Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sal Evars. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold takes first base on ball four. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. McCormick reaches second base with a double. There goes Sokold trying to get to home. Lockman throws the ball into Evars, who tags Sokold, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cisti is hit by the pitch. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisti moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ivars for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-2 in the game. Lark hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. McCormick moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisti is walked intentionally. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivars hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Ivars moves to third. It's 3-1, Braves. Hal Bamberger pinch runs for Johnny McCarthy. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Nels Potter now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Ivars scores. One out. It's 3-2, Braves. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-3 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Lark moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Sockold and he is safe. Lockman steals second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Ron now playing shortstop. Andy Hansen now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sokold hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.